Welcome back to IndyCan Radio. We are in Sydney, Nova Scotia with the East Coast Music Awards. We have Joel Plaskett, winner of 7 out of 8 categories he was nominated in. We're going to kick things off here in Toronto. It's Canadian Music Week. We've got 3 host bands from Toronto. We've got the state of things on deck. We're kicking it off with Run With The Kittens, their brand new album, just got it, Myth In The Sky.
Some of this dog barking on the roof. No one knows what to do. And then it's hollow head, his brain shakes the thigh. Well, he's flying jets with his bag of teeth. The methadone puts him to sleep. It's dog. I'm tucked away. The room is scattered with disaster. Oh. In a life where you don't know just what you're after. Oh. There comes a time when you will find that you just can't pay.
Without you, save your words. Christina from After Party, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Thanks. Okay, After Party, welcome to Canadian Music Week. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
700 bands this year?
That's a lot of bands.
I know. It's pretty crazy. But you've got all the reason in the world to be excited about a music showcase, because you have a new album coming out, right?
Yeah, we do. It's album comes out March 30th. So this is kind of like a pre-album release, in a way, for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have a plan for Canadian Music Week? Like, do you sit down as a band and say, these are the people we need to befriend, these are the panels we need to sit in on, these are the bands we need to schmooze with? Do you have any plan, or are you just... Here comes the party.
Probably should, but we
probably
don't.
Should, definitely. I mean, the approach will be, we have about three shows coming up, three showcases, and we'll just try and go to each of those as a band and approach it as that. We'll just try and schmooze and get the word out about the album and just try and have a good time, you know, and go
exactly.
From there.
We kind of don't know what to expect because it's the first time doing in Canadian Music Week, so we're not very familiar with what are we gonna see, but we know it's more of a attitude that we're gonna have towards like being all open and you know, meeting people and anybody who comes in our way. There's one band that I've been hearing great things about. They're a local band called Zeus.
Oh yeah.
And
they're in Now magazine, I think.
I have a few friends who've been to their shows and have been like blown away, so I'm looking forward to that.
Any out of towners that you're just excited to see, or?
I'm excited to see. We actually have some friends from Ottawa who are in a band. We played with them once before, but I'm excited to see them again because they're great. They're called Wise Young and King.
Wise Young and King,
yeah,
great. Okay,
yeah,
I wondered
band.
If it was the Balconies, but
no,
yeah,
actually,
a lot of great bands from
I've
Ottawa.
Heard I'm friends mm-hmm. with the Balconies too,
yeah.
And they're great people. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be hanging out with
yeah.
them too. So.
Now, you don't all come from the same sort of musical backgrounds or likes. Like, you all have different CD collections, right?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Very much so. Yeah.
Very much.
So, how did that influence this new record, and what genre will people like me call it?
It's pop rock. It's very upbeat. Mm-hmm. It's a very, like, danceable.
Very dancey?
It is very... party rock kind of music. I think the way that it works out with us having different musical influences is that if we can all agree it sounds good, it works, and we all dig it, then
right.
then there has to be something to it, you know, then we can say objectively speaking it's good, because
yeah.
it's really hard to get us all to agree, so
well
if we do so
especially
it works.
When you have a female-fronted band, right, you'll get compared to very poppy-type, Here Today, Gone Tomorrow-type bands. But, I mean, lyrically and musically, it's a little more edgy than pop rock or the like stuff the I've heard.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's got a little more substance than a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, but pop rock people...
not that No Doubt is horrible.
No, exactly. Like that, I think that those are great bands. Like Tragic Kingdom is one of my favorite records from the 90s, and it's a super pop record.
Yeah.
It doesn't get more pop rock than the Beatles, and nobody's gonna, or very few people are gonna, like, stand up and speak against them. I think pop is not necessarily... a bubblegum term.
Right, it's not a bad word like it used to be.
Yeah. I think it didn't used to be a bad thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's actually turned a bit more that way, especially like late 70s, early 80s. It started moving towards, you know, labels trying to, you know, establish a short-term trend and sell and dispose artists. So I think... even though we try to express ourselves artistically, you know, we try to remain to keep it accessible, and that comes again to that of all of us coming from different musical backgrounds and agreeing on it being, you know, being good. Then it's a strong common factor that most likely most people will think it's good, you know?
That word accessible, very important word in music, because some bands, real talented, but it seems like the songs are an inside joke. You're watching it, you don't quite get it, right? Yeah. Like, it's good, you know it's good, but it's not quite there. But, like, by intention, do you make music that... has sort of universal truths to it that everyone's going to identify with?
We try to for definitely. Sure. We don't want to be self-indulgent or go the other extreme, whereas we're just writing songs to please crowds. We're not doing that either. We're doing songs to please ourselves, but ourselves within the context of being part of the crowd,
you know? Right.
So we think it's good, but there's a sense of, I think pop music has a sense of community.
Yeah.
Is the idea that you can turn on the radio and hear this song and everybody in the car starts like singing along or like it takes you to a place, you know. And
it's,
I think,
the common ground.
It is the common ground.
You're using YouTube a little more, like actively, like you've got a sharp looking YouTube site and some quirky little videos. Someone in the band must be technically minded.
Well, you could say that. I tape it and then I just edit it in like iMovie. It's really basic, but
yeah.
Yeah, but I have fun doing it.
But still, it looks high tech. Like, it's very well done in terms of the way it's put together.
Yeah. Thank you.
How important is that? Like, are you a consumer of YouTube? Do you spend your spare time on YouTube looking at videos?
I personally don't spend a lot of time on YouTube. I know Juan does spend a lot of time on YouTube.
Way too much.
Always posting those videos on our Facebook pages.
Yeah, time well wasted.
Yes.
But I know a lot of people do spend time on YouTube, so I think it's important to build a video presence on there.
That's cool. And I think it helps to make the band and the music a little more approachable when they, instead of just hearing the music or seeing the pictures, then they get to actually see the personalities within the band, and it's cool. It just gives them an idea of who we are.
I think that's a great point, and new bands pick up on that, the importance of that, better than sort of old school bands where you keep a healthy distance from the public, right?
Yeah.
You have your image, and you know, you don't do interviews without hair and makeup, and you know, so you wouldn't do a video of going on the road to a gig without a guitar player and not even knowing how it's going to go, right?
Yeah, true. That was a fun trip.
Yeah, and it was a fun video, right? That's a good experience because you're filming it and it's obvious you don't know what the outcome will be.
Yeah.
And it's not contrived in any way, shape, or form. This is just, here we go, as we go, hope it works out.
Yeah.
And I think that's authentic, and there's a need for authenticity. I mean, too much lip-synced Olympics and all that.
Oh, yeah.
So, Knock 'Em Dead at Canadian Music Week. I want to introduce people to something off this new album. Can you pick a song, give us the backstory, and we'll play it?
Yeah, we're going to say Soft City. That's Soft going City. To be the first single that will be coming off the new album. Mm. And it's about us trying to make it in Toronto. There was like a big indie type scene, like indie folk scene, and we don't really fit into that.
Yeah.
And we were getting really frustrated.
Right.
And so the song kind of expresses how we feel
about Toronto.
We love Toronto.
Winter Sleep is nervous about coming to Toronto because, I mean, you never know who you're up against here on any given night, right? Yeah. You can plan a showcase and it's kick ass, and and then you hear the announcement that, you know, whether it's, you know, Nickelback or who knows, right? You know, that is going to draw all the attention away.
Exactly.
If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. So Soft City is about the struggles of the Toronto indie band right from the street.
Yeah, that's it.
Even it's a very too cool for school kind of crowd. So it's really hard to break the ice and get them get the people to embrace you. It's that kind of town. I don't know the reason why, but even bands have made it out of Toronto, they usually have to break through somewhere else, and then they
to be appreciated. Well, Billy Talent, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, no one cared about them until they were selling out arenas in Germany.
Yeah,
in the UK.
UK. Yeah,
they're also more of that pop bass thing, which Toronto tends to not appreciate as much.
Exactly. Yeah, they're too cool for that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a great song. And where can people find you online if they get drawn in by this fabulous music?
Our MySpace is probably the best place, and of course myspace.com/afterpartyretro.
Don't just Google after party, you'll be there all day. Have a great Canadian Music Week after party.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, my name is Tim Chasen, and you are listening to IndieCan Radio.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks for having me.
It was an awesome set that you guys just had there, and Nice little bonus having Gordy Johnson play with you too.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. Well, he's here this weekend, so we were like, you know, you got to get up and play with us. So he was awesome, rocked it. So
he's been influential with you. You know, how's it been working with him?
It's been great. I started working with Gordy. Actually, I met him at ECMA's 2 years ago, and I did a songwriters workshop with him. And basically from there, it ended up being like he ended up producing a record, and I wrote a bunch of stuff with him, and he hooked me with Joel Plaskett, and I wrote a bunch of stuff with him and Joel. So it's been like both of them, and like especially Gordy, like just has taught me so much about everything. Like, because my records before, I just produced and played everything myself, and just kind of having that outside influence. And he's such a smart guy in so many ways that it's blows me away. So it was a pleasure being able to work with him. So
what do the East Coast Music Awards mean to you?
Quite a bit, actually. Hey boys. Good, how are you? They're from VEI too. It means a lot. It just like, it's funny because I've been doing these CMAs for a long time and playing here forever, and like it's an unreal festival. And I know that people that come from away, nobody says anything different, because it's just it has its own unique vibe. Other than like, I mean, I love, you know, like the CMW and all that kind of stuff, and not knocking them at all, I shouldn't. But ECMAs are awesome. They have like a really cool vibe to them. Everybody's so like chilled and laid back and happy to be here and play music. And
think it's a maritime vibe in general.
Exactly. There you go. The East Coast vibe, and you can't beat it.
Slipping away, slipping away, slipping away, slipping away. Don't want to be your complication. It seems I'm always like that. Oh, when you're flipping through the stations, and it's always talk show chat, and they're always saying, slipping away, slipping away, slipping away, slipping away. So you slipped into your daydream. Have you lost your train of thought? Just a vision of your future. Your father, and I'm left trying to read your mind. Slipping away, 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 slipping away.
Slipping away, slipping away. This is Joel Plaskett, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Hi, Joel. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today. So you're nominated for 8 ECMAs this year?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Congratulations on that. And in Single of the Year, you're actually competing against yourself, correct?
Yeah, I know. That's kind of weird, but, I guess I got a chance against myself. You know, I just have to outdo myself. It's like a personal challenge. Which song will win, you know? I got so many friends in the categories with me. My drummer Dave, who plays in The Emergency with me, has a solo record. That I worked on with him, and he's nominated for like Male Solo Artist of the Year in the same category as me, so we're like competing against each other. And I'm really honored to have all those nominations, but I look at it and I just see all these people who are doing so much work and are awesomely, amazingly talented. So I just kind of feel like, you know, it's nice to be part of that club.
Well, you're a busy guy because not only are you an artist performing and touring regularly yep. yourself, but you're producing, you've got a studio, you've got your own record label.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, obviously you're assisting other independent musicians within Canada as well. How do you find time to do all this?
I don't know. I'm not good at budgeting it. I feel like some days I'm like, oh boy, I've bit off more than I can chew here. I got too much on my plate, you know. But having said that, I really enjoy all those different aspects. I love making records with people. I like helping people facilitate stuff. My label, New Scotland, is really just a little kind of, you know, it's an avenue to help put out records that I've worked on with people that I kind of, you know, care about and maybe wouldn't otherwise have like a label in Canada. This guy Steve Poltz from San Diego, I produced a record for him, and he's a super talented writer performer. I'm having to get a little bit more selective just because there's only so many hours in the day, and when
exactly.
you're producing a record for someone, you have to
attention.
You have to take it seriously because they're looking to you to help them finish that record. It's easy to get something started. It's a whole lot more time consuming to finish it. That's what I'm really realizing. I mean, I've always known that, but you really notice that when you get down to mixing songs. Like, you know, when you're like, it's easy to get something roughed up and you're like, wow, that looks great from a distance, but to really zoom in on it takes
right.
a lot of time.
It's a fine tuning.
Yeah.
Okay, so give me what a guilty pleasure of yours would be. You know, what music you listen to or an activity that you do that your friends and fans may not necessarily think is so cool, but you just absolutely love it.
I don't know. I don't feel too guilty about any musical stuff because I can see the merits of stuff that some people might frown on. You know, it's like, I mean, I could be at like a folky type show and I'm like, I'll be talking about R. Kelly and people are like, R. Kelly, you know, and I'm like, I love R. Kelly and I think he's super talented and he's kind of weird and extreme, but I think he's amazing and a lot of people wouldn't consider that a guilty pleasure. Some of my peers might, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't, and I don't consider it a guilty pleasure, but I love R. Kelly, and I think he's a great singer. So, you know, he might be one, and then, I don't know, you know, there's certain songs that kind of creep in there here now and then, but I don't know. I mean, music's weird, right? Because it takes all kinds as far as tastes and stuff, and stuff that some people hate, other people love. I think other things as far as pastimes go, I don't know, I love crime novels. And then I don't feel guilty about those. Bob, how you doing? Nice to see you, man. Thank you. Glad you came. Bob Hunka from LA here at the East Coast Music Awards. God, it's good to see him. I'm trying to think about stuff that I'd feel guilty about. I don't know, like
not necessarily guilty, but
Dragon's Den. Should you feel guilty for that? I don't know.
I think a lot of people are addicted to that.
Yeah,
one.
I don't know. You know, anything just kind of. Jeopardy? Is that an addiction? I don't know. No, that's kind of educational.
I think you're hiding something. All right.
Yeah. I'm not going to reveal like the weirdest fetishes.
Okay, so back to the ECMAs. What it means to you to be nominated for those awards?
Well, I mean, I think the East Coast supports its own in a really fantastic way. You know, like it's a really, we've got kind of a thing happening out here that is a little bit autonomous from the rest of the country, even though it's part of what happens in the rest of the country. And, you know, it's influenced by the Junos and there's a national and an international presence here. But the one thing about the East Coast is it's always just been like, you know, people are going to do it regardless. Like, there's an industry here of musicians, because music's such a big part of the fabric, and there's always been a kind of pride of, this is what we do, and we do it for each other, and we'll try and take it elsewhere if people want to. And so I kind of feel like this conference and these awards help kind of feed that enthusiasm on a local level, on a Maritimes level, and then that spills into the national and international stages, you know?
On stage, I mean, your authenticity and genuineness of your personality shows through. I mean, you know, humor and just even your stage banter and everything. So, I mean, I think part of that factors into your being able to captivate the audience as well.
I hope so. I mean, I've really tried to just relax about everything, and if my voice is rough because I was up late the night before, then so be it, and that just becomes part of the show. If the guitar string breaks, then them's the breaks, you know. And I don't know, if you start stressing it, you know, then you start suppressing or your personality, or putting, you know, I've never been really good at sort of, if I'm feeling in a goofy mood, it's going to show. And then if I'm feeling like intense about something, then I hope that that's going to show too, you know. And I try and just take where the song leads me and where my mood leads. And fortunately, I've been able to kind of surround myself with people like the Emergency, who play with me, and the other people involved, Rose and Anna and my father playing on this latest record. But with people who kind of like respect and add to my temperament, which is one of like, I don't know what the set list is going to be. I'm going to call it out. You know, I mean, I planned a lot of things out, and then other things are supposed to just kind of fly by the seat of their pants, and then people are pretty good at just kind of jumping into that and helping me out. So I'm trying to control the parameters and then let everything within that be what it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is what I need to achieve. This is the feeling that I want this to have.
Coming from another control freak, I know.
I don't know what the details exactly are going to be, but I know what the general feeling needs to be. And as long as we get there, then we're in the ballpark, you know?
Well, I've seen you perform several times over the years, even here, because I'm originally from Sydney, so it's Smooth Herman's back a number of years ago. And, you know, keep it up. I put an awesome show on, and I wish you all the best on Sunday night.
Thanks a lot.
Up this door. Hey, disappearing dreamer,
what you dreaming now?
Hiding places I could never find. Hey, disappearing dreamer,
let me ask you how
you intend to make this heart rewind. Hiding in the backseat, waiting for a dark street, trying to find a place to run. Living for the last light, bluer than the moonlight, everybody comes undone. Around
This is Mel Keith from Mel Keith and the Strombacks, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Hi, Mel. Thank you for taking the time to sit here and speak with us out in the cold.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I've never done an interview in a doorway before.
entrance to a paint store.
If any, no one can see this, but we're hiding from the cold wind. So
yeah, it looks like we're doing some illegal business or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it really does. Hopefully the SMP don't go by.
Yeah. So that was a fantastic set that you just performed.
Oh, thank you very much.
Place is packed.
Yes.
What does the ECMAs mean to you?
Oh, to me, it's a great time to network and meet new people from all around the globe, because actually ECMA do a great job of bringing in a bunch of international delegates. So it's a really great chance to showcase your stuff to them and get some CDs in some hands and hopefully have them come out to the shows.
Well, and with a packed house like that, it looks like you had quite a number.
Yeah, I was really thrilled with the turnout tonight. It was great.
So the East Coast scene, it's, I think, less a scene than it is a community.
Yes, I think that's a good way to put it, yes.
So, you know, you're a new and up-and-coming artist.
Yes. Well, I hope so.
So, you know, what was your original influence to make you start to play? I mean, everybody in the Maritimes plays music, but what made you want to get out there and perform and tour?
Well, you know what? I come from a musical family, and you probably hear that a lot, but my grandparents and my father actually just dabbled a little bit in music, and I picked it up, started with piano lessons at a young age, and then switched over to guitar, and taught myself how to play guitar, and then I just started writing songs, and eventually it just evolved into live performance, and then I was like, you know, I really like this, and then that turned into touring and writing records and the whole shebang. So that's how I started.
Well, and you're nominated?
I am, yes. It's my first nomination, so I'm really excited.
And that's for?
For Pop Recording of the Year.
That's fantastic.
Well, thank you.
So on Sunday, you know, we will find out the news.
Yes, we will.
I wish you the best of luck.
I'm only up against Joel Plaskett and Jen Grant and 2 Hours Traffic and a bunch of other great people. But you know what? It's an honor for me to just get the nominations.
Oh, exactly. And I mean, it brings a lot of eyes to your music that may have not necessarily come across it.
Exactly. I mean, if you get a nomination, you've won just there already. So
most definitely. Because, I mean, the East Coast Music Awards are kind of like Atlantic Canada's version of the Junos, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's a stepping stone too, you know, and that's the goal, to get to that next step, which is the Junos. So it's a great honor for me. I'm really excited about it.
Pick a track off of this and introduce it. Give me the backstory so that we can spin it for our listeners.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell a sad story. My father just passed away about 7 weeks ago, unexpectedly. And at his funeral, we played this song off my record called You Shine. I'd like to dedicate it to him.
Well, we'll do definitely do so. So You Shine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're messed up and senseless. You're fed up and restless. You can't stomach the memories. You can't cope with your enemies. Don't you know? Yeah.
you passed. Embrace the fact that you're better than that, and you're worth a damn. Don't you know how much you shine? Don't you know it's a matter of time?
Hi, this is Brent.
This is Grant.
This is Sean.
Garrett.
And this is Maddie.
We're the Easy Leaders.
And you're listening to IndyCam Radio.
As always, I've seen you guys a couple times now, and you guys put on a rockin' show.
Thanks, Jen.
High energy, you know, really dynamic.
Tonight was a night.
So, ECMAs, you're nominated. What's this mean for you?
It means, well, every bit of work that we put into the past year, it's the outcome of that hard work, and it means everything to me at this point, and I'm sure to the rest of the boys as well.
Yeah. You can speak for us on that one, I think.
Yeah.
You know what? I just, 2 minutes ago, actually, I just met up with a couple of guys in the band called The Sidewalks, and the first thing they said to me was, holy God, next time you guys come to PEI, we got to play a show, you know, and that's just how it happens. I've never met these guys in my life.
Yeah.
And here they are saying, come on, let's rock. You guys are great. And that's pretty much where it starts, right? Networks, connections.
Yeah. Musicians helping musicians.
That's it.
Yeah. It's also really nice for the ECMAs to be in Cape Breton this year. Us being a band, all of us are from Cape Breton, so it's our home turf. And when people get here, I mean, there's a lot of bands to see play because there's so much talent here. So much talent. But it's nice to be a band from here representing Cape Breton and a band to go see why you're here. It's something else.
Sure.
I was just about to ask, memorable experiences within the band, other than having an interview in a bathroom.
I'll never forget this.
This is a first.
Slightly after we first got together and we were doing a regional Battle of the Bands deal. And so we all end up, we become second place regionally, and we're all pretty happy about it, but we get pretty fired up, and we're staying, we have a whole floor of dormitories.
When he says fired up, he means bombed.
Yeah. So we're all a mess. And we had a friend who had his iMac laptop case in his room, and there was something in there that he didn't want someone to find. And someone said the cops are at the door at the dorm, and we're up on the 13th floor. He throws the case out the window.
Computer and all.
$2,000 MacBook gone. Bam! Falls 13 stories. Brent does not know.
Hey, but I got a MacBook back.
But he got a MacBook back at the end of it, but Brent did not know. He opened up his case and it was split in about three pieces. And then chaos ensued. There was RCMP officers. There was
nudity.
A lot of nudity. There was people running around naked and different things breaking out. But that was a crazy.
Don't mind my pee, do you?
Don't pee long.
Okay.
But yeah. Besides smashed MacBooks, we've had very much success on our short trips on the road.
Guys, what I'll do is I'll get you to pick a song off your album.
Here comes Ain't No Friend of Mine
from the Easy Bleeders.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jen.
Gina Burgess.
Adam Fine.
Alec Frith.
Matt Meyer.
Nick Wilkinson.
We are Gypsophilia.
And you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
All right, guys. So you've had a very big night. Tell us a little bit about how your night went this evening. You had a show at the ECMAs, a showcase, and you also had a fairly nice surprise. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, well, we had a showcase, and it seemed to go pretty well. Lots of clapping at the end, which was good.
A lot of applause.
Yeah, there was. People said it was good, said it was nice, and then we barely had time to get back to our seats, and we won the Jazz Recording of the Year award.
Very exciting.
Which was great. So
what do you think the ECMA award will mean to you in the coming year?
Well, Matt's already left the band for a solo project.
Yeah. It's going to be...
Gina has a...
based on the ECMA, really.
Gina has a dressmaking business now that she's leaving the band for fashion, you know? The whole band's it's finished, actually. That's it.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of the end.
Well, being from Halifax myself, I've seen all of you play in a variety of projects, and you're all quite sought-after musicians. Can you give us a quick shout-out to some of the other projects that you have on the go right now?
Oh, sure. Matt and I play in Verbal Warning, which is a reggae band.
Ross plays in that band,
Oh, too. Ross does, too. And Matt and I play in the Synchronics, which is like with a guy named Halifax, who is, you might have seen around town doing some shows.
He's an
doing
MC.
Conscious like hip-hop. Stuff like that.
Yeah, you did an excellent show down at Music Nova Scotia Week.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, it was lots of fun.
Excellent. All right, well, anyone else?
Gina and I have a band called Der Heiser, which is a klezmer band. Mm-hmm. And I play in another band, sort of country rockish thing called Bend the River. And I also play with...
Well, I play in that band.
Oh, Matt plays in that band. Sorry. Yeah. A couple wines in, that's what happens.
Oh, hey, it's okay.
And... several others. Jeff Torbert as well.
I play in that band.
And I do too.
Wow, we're just finding them all here.
And yeah, and Adam and I are in a sort of nascent Hawaiian band.
Yeah, that I'm secretly...
Matt is not yet a part of.
You're musically directing that band.
I haven't shown up to any rehearsals yet.
You should come to rehearsal.
So, this year you played the Montreal Jazz Fest, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, excellent. And how did you find that whole experience?
It was great.
It was a little daunting.
Amazing. Yeah.
Because we were on the same stage that Stevie Wonder played on.
He opened for us days before.
Yeah. But it still counts.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there were two Jumbotrons. Yeah.
And Stevie Wonder hears
like
that.
10 feet high.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
How does Adam's hair look on a Jumbotron?
Even larger than it already is. Believe it or not.
Where does the balance between artistic decisions and monetary necessity sort of balance in your band?
Well, we kind of just do what we think's fun anyway, and it seems to mostly work out with what other people find fun.
Yeah.
It hasn't really been an issue for us yet.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah,
it's great.
We're not making as much as, say, Nickelback. But
Lost Fingers, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you're certainly known as a band of very talented folks, and so I hope that you have an excellent year ahead of you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate the time.
And thanks for talking to us on IndieCan Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
So thank you, Gypsophilia, and thank you, guest host, Martin McDonald.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
This is Juan from After Party, listening to IndieCan Radio.
Hi, this is Liam from 2 Hours Traffic It, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
So, you guys have been nominated for 2 ECMAs. What's that mean to you? You've been having some great response to your recent release.
Well, the main thing about the ECMAs is the shows leading up to the awards and getting to see your friends that you haven't seen in a while. The awards is kind of like it's the end of the weekend. If you get an award, it's nice. It's something nice to put on your resume. But I think it's more about these shows and getting out and seeing everyone play in a short period of time is what it means to us. We do need to help each other out. Otherwise, we wouldn't make it out on those tours, and especially in the early going. Like we played with In-Flight Safety tonight. They were very helpful to us in the beginning. They're a little older than us, and they kind of showed us the ropes. And we try to do that for younger bands, too. So it's something you just have to do. It's very natural.
What does this mean to you just in general as far as, you know, kind of reaching that next level, so to speak?
Well, I mean, we have these, there's always, you know, international buyers at these kind of events, and what you're hoping to do is impress some of them and maybe get somewhere else in the world, really. And we've actually already started doing some workshops with this band Dead Letter Chorus from Australia, who we're going to be touring with in Australia. So that's kind of a big international break for us. And they're here taking part in some of the conferences at the ECMA. So that's something new for us, is that we're going to tour with them here in Canada, and then they're taking us over to Australia. So it's kind of a partnership between music, PEI, and East Coast music with the Australian bands.
Don't like the beach, that is fine, but they're sending you sheets.
Well, that's it, or that's half of it. There's a lot more East Coast Music Awards to bring to you. If there was a theme to this particular session, it was Joel Plaskett, winner of 7 awards, and all of the other bands he sent home empty-handed but happy. Jen Martin was working with Team IndieCan, which included from Halifax, Ian and Morgan, from Sydney, Jen's dad and stepmom. Anyway, thanks to all of you. Morgan sat in for one interview when Jen just lost her voice. Yes, as you suspected, some of these interviews were done outside, 20 below zero. Others were done in the bathroom. Wherever it had to be done, it got done. That's just how we are. We'll be back next week with more of the same. I hope you can join us.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.
Hey, this is Ben from After Party, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.